This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're asking, how are the Niners 6-3? Like, how would you answer that? You know, like, to what would you attribute a 6-3 record? Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hi, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Willard. Hey, Dibs. Happy Monday, guys.
Indeed.
So, I love your question. I say it's the third easiest schedule in the NFL. The teams they played are average or below average, and they haven't played a top contender. Brock Purdy, I feel, I'm concerned because he's going to have some rust. He is not up to game time speed. And you're right, that could be a big issue trying to get there because you can't do it in practice. That's what I got to say, guys.
Tom, can I ask you something real quick? I'm not going to refute the comment, but I'm interested by it. Quote, they haven't faced a top contender. Rams and Seahawks don't count?
Tampa?
I consider Tampa and I consider Rams right now average teams.
Average? You think the Rams are average?
Yeah, because when I look at Detroit and Buffalo, I put them above average.
Interesting. You know, okay. Yeah. Tom, thanks. Appreciate
their opponents
it.
That they've faced so far have a winning percentage of .466. They have played three teams with six wins. They played Jacksonville with five wins, Houston with three wins, and then the Giants with two, and New Orleans with one, and Atlanta with three as well.
Atlanta has three.
Their
yeah.
opponents are 34-39 on the year.
Yeah, no, I'm not here to tell you that it's a great schedule, but I'm agreeing with what you said earlier, which is I actually think it is low-key a harder schedule than what we made it out to be before the year started.
No doubt. No doubt. And of the remaining eight games, they play Seattle and the Rams. They have six wins. Carolina's a winning team. Chicago's a winning team. Indy is a winning team. Those are all remaining.
Yep.
So of their remaining eight games, there are five against teams with a winning record. And Chicago's better than we thought. Carolina's better than we thought. Indianapolis might be the best team in football. Nobody saw that coming. So at the end of the year, the schedule will look and it will have been harder than what we thought back in August.
Yeah, I agreed. I still don't think Carolina and Chicago are great football teams. I think that, you know, given some measure of health by the 49ers and the fact that both those games are at Levi's Stadium, I think those are games that they should win or they will be favored in. But they are lose-a-bowl.
Yep.
Right? They're not pushovers, I guess. And I think we thought at least Carolina was definitely going to be. Green Bay learned that yesterday, even though I think that that was a little fluky with the way that one sort of played out. So, yeah, look, I think that there's some tough games left. There's some ones, you know, Tennessee stands out as something real easy. But when you just factor in that four of your 17 games are against the Rams and Seahawks. Just that alone. And then when you start throwing in the Colts and the Bucs and a few of these other teams that might be, as you said, better than we thought, throw in Tampa Bay. And then there's your mid-range stuff that's like, well, these aren't great teams, but they'll certainly give you a damn game. That's where Jacksonville and Chicago and Carolina and even Arizona for me sit. And so the whole like, oh, dude, it's a walkover. How many of those do you have on the schedule? I'd really argue maybe three.
Remaining or
no,
for the whole year?
The whole year. New Orleans, that's kind of a walkover. I think Tennessee, and by the way, doesn't mean you're going to win them for sure, but that's kind of like, okay, New Orleans, Tennessee, and maybe yesterday,
yep.
But I didn't feel that way going into it. I did not feel that way going into it. That's the first home game that Jackson Dart has lost. Like, he beat the Chargers and the Eagles in that stadium already this year.
And what was the spread? 2.5?
2.5.
Right, so Vegas is telling you that it was not a walkover.
Right.
And you look at the schedule back in August, and I looked at that game as, oh yeah, you're going to beat the Giants. Like, whether or not Jackson Dart is the starter or not by then, nobody thought that Cam Scataboo would be as good as he was, and then he got hurt. Malik Nabers, great wide receiver, he's hurt. We didn't know that you wouldn't have Bosa or Fred Warner or Pearsall. You probably figured you may not have Ayuk, and I don't know if he plays at all this year, honestly.
I mean,
the more I think about it, I mean, they may like open his window, and then they may just close his window.
Or they may not. By the way, among the news items today, Brandon Ayuk's practice window will not open. And I know that you know, Kyle Shanahan had said a few weeks ago the whole week 10-ish kind of a comment for Brandon Ayuk. Well, this is week 10, and the practice window's not even open. So that doesn't mean, like, if the practice window had opened, that would not have necessarily meant that Brandon was going to play this week. That just means that he would have started to practice. And once you open that window, then you need to activate the player within 21 days, or then it goes away and the player has to go fully on IR for the year. So this would suggest to me that not only does he not play this week, I don't think the 49ers think that he's even two games away, most likely.
Yeah, and to me it makes the most sense to open his window to where you can use the bye week as part of the 21 days, and that way coming out of the bye, if he's then ready to go for week 14, you could activate him. I'm less concerned about Brandon Ayuk and more concerned about Ricky Pearsall, who continues to not be even close, it seems, to making an appearance.
They said that he had a chance this week. Here's exactly what Shanahan said on Pearsall.
They couldn't confirm today he'd be available this week, so we'll take it day by day, but continue to evaluate him as this week goes.
And then there were further reports that said he has a chance. There's a chance to play this week. But
okay,
he could not confirm that he'd be ready, was the words, if you missed what Kyle said there right at the beginning of that comment. Could not confirm that he'd be available.
Well, how could he? I mean, he doesn't know until Wednesday. Tomorrow's an off day.
They come in for treatment on Monday.
Sure. So you come in for treatment, and then
they saw him today.
Right, until you see him on Wednesday on the field. You have no idea how he's going to look or whether or not he can even make it through a full practice on Wednesday. And, you know, until he goes through a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's no way they're going to put him out there. And that's been the same story with Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy can't take the first team snaps on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then you probably won't see him again this weekend.
So the rest of the sort of newsworthy stuff today, Mykal Williams did suffer a torn ACL. Was it an MCL also or a meniscus that they added?
Meniscus.
Meniscus, yep. Also torn. But they sort of, Shanahan referred to it as kind of a good one, a clean one. He feels like it'll be fully healed and ready to go. Next year, they asked if the Mykal Williams injury affects their trade deadline plans.
No, that hasn't changed anything. I know those guys are working around the clock on just any possibilities and stuff, as they do every single year. But no, this happening hasn't changed anything.
I disagree. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
I don't.
I think that they were going to look to bring one or two people in anyway, regardless of it. So just because Mykal Williams got hurt doesn't make them more aggressive. I think that they were going to be aggressive anyway. So the fact that you lose another body, maybe it just means that you're going to look to add an additional player. I don't think that if Mykal Williams didn't get hurt, that they wouldn't be active in the trade market.
I agree with you.
So to that extent, I don't think that affects it at all.
Here's how I think it affects it. I think that they would have been on the trade market even with Mykal Williams. Now I think they're definitely going to make a deal. I think there was a scenario where last week you get Keon White and you pick up Cleveland Ferrell. You go get two sacks. Ferrell's one of the guys who gets it. And you're bringing Bryce Huff back this week. You could have said, you know what, there just isn't quite the deal out there for us, so we really value our draft picks, and we're getting Bryce Huff back. So this kind of gets us back to where we were at the Atlanta game, and we chased Penix really nicely that night, and we're going to get back to that. Let's roll. And now with Williams going out, and don't forget that Yetur Gross-Matos also hit IR by getting injured in practice on Friday. So those two bodies going down. Yes, Bryce Huff is coming back, but I think there is literally no way that the Niners do not make some sort of a defensive line move by 1 o'clock tomorrow. And if they don't, count me as very, very disappointed.
Yeah, they need bodies. So I don't think that they're going to make a major move. I think it'll be, like you said, maybe a middle move. And I know today there was an edge rusher traded for a fifth-round pick that could get bumped up to a fourth. That's the kind of move that I would anticipate, as well as maybe another plucking off the practice squad, because you need more than just one body for a defensive line group that's getting pretty thin.
Yeah, no, there's no question, but I think the other thing I've noticed about this trade deadline chatter, there's a lot. First of all, there's a lot of teams that want a pass rusher, but there's a lot of them available, supposedly. There's a lot of them that are the subject, and we've seen two go already today because we woke up to the news that Jalen Phillips had been traded from the Miami Dolphins to the Philadelphia Eagles for a third-round pick. That's sort of what's at the top end of the market. The really, really big names that you hear, I just don't even think are available. Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson. I don't think those guys are going anywhere. But the Dolphins are open for business. The Titans are definitely open for business. I know you had a conversation, it sounds like, over the weekend that makes you think that the Jets are not open for business. But I think the Jets might be a little bit, at least a little bit, open for business.
I just thought with Quinnen Williams. And
They're not getting Quinnen Williams.
I don't think that they're going to get rid of Quinnen Williams.
Yeah,
is my point.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
If the Jets want to do other smaller moves, it's possible. But when I look at the Jets situation, it seems to me that with a new coaching staff, they're going to be more interested in holding on to their controllable pieces. And their defense has been okay at times. And, you know, they're coming off the bye and coming off their first win of the year. So I think that with a new regime, new coaching staff, you're going to be less likely to really try to strip that thing down because you need good players. And if you have whatever good players you actually currently have, you don't want to just trade them for draft picks because draft picks are unknown. Quinnen Williams is a known commodity. He's a good player.
Yep. Probably too good of a player. I mean, Quinnen Williams was the pick behind Bosa, right?
Yep.
That's a third pick in the draft.
Right.
And, you know, he is nowhere near as good as Nick Bosa, but that's shopping at the top floor, and I just don't think the Niners would do that. Now, his teammate, Will McDonald, has three sacks and is a controllable, how old is he? Will McDonald, 40 career games. He's been in the league for 3 years. You know, he's been a starter for the Jets both last year and this year. He is a defensive end. He is a pass rusher. He has 16 and a half career sacks over three seasons, two of them as a starter. It's not an expensive play. He's not owed a lot of money. That probably cost you a six-round pick, maybe. Maybe a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy I'd love to see the 49ers go get tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. Interesting you mentioned Quinnen Williams. That draft went Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa,
Quinnen Williams,
and then you know who went fourth?
Ooh, I do not remember.
Current Niner.
Really?
Cleveland Ferrell.
Did he really?
Number four overall.
I didn't realize he was that high.
Yeah, I was doing a show. I was doing the show. You were just sitting there to be actually factual, and we were at Raiders camp. That's my Greg Papa, for those of you scoring at home. And we had Cleveland Ferrell on the show. Came by the table out there up in Napa. So I got to meet the young man.
Well, that makes him your guy.
Well, kind of. He is now. Kind of. He's back.
No, that's your guy.
He was
that's
not how, my discovery.
That's how it works. That's what I'm told.
Yeah. He's my guy.
Yeah, that's
big
your guy.
Big sack yesterday.
Yeah. And, man, you see these guys up close and whatever. He's in like a T-shirt and after practice. It's
humongous
like,
human beings.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
But all business, too. Like 261 pounds of just pure business. Not a lot of excess in there.
Yeah.
Cleveland Ferrell.
Cleveland
so,
Ferrell. Yeah. Or Ferrell, Farrell.
Whatever.
It goes back and forth. Do we have any confirmation on is it Ferrell or Ferrell?
It's Ferrell.
Okay.
Believe me.
Oh, right.
As a guy who's, you know, when you go that far back.
Yeah, you've met him.
Yeah. So just looking at the Niners and the D-line, yeah, they need probably one or two, maybe even three more bodies because, like, the snap counts yesterday, Okwuanu played 72%. And Mykal Williams only played 51%.
Yeah, but Mykal was there for months. Like, he didn't get hurt till the fourth quarter.
Right, but even at that, that's my point, is he only played about half the game.
You get Bryceoff back, though. That's one body.
Yep.
That's one extra body.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Alfred Collins has been good. Kalia Davis has been good. But you need somebody on that edge who can just absolutely pin him back and go out there and get him.
888-957-9570. Kicking around, what should the Niners, what would you like to see them do at the deadline? And why do you think they're 6-3? How have they arrived here? For me, these two questions are completely related because if you believe you've arrived at 6-3 because you are in some way, shape, or form effective and actually good, then you owe it to this team to do something, not to go all in. I'm not crazy. I don't think the 49ers are a Super Bowl contender, but to anybody who sort of brings up that point, like, ooh, you're not a Super Bowl contender. I don't know what your answer is. I'm like, I don't care. I honestly, I don't. That does not knock me off of the season. I don't believe that an entertainment entity should run itself that way, as if to say, we're here to win a championship only, and if we don't feel like we can do that this year, then everything below that is a waste of our time, and we should just completely go all in on the future. Because I think if you do that, then 95% of the time of your existence, you're going to be all in on the future. And that's not fair. That's not fair to fans. It's not fair to veteran players on the team. There's value to me in the 49ers making the playoffs. And then you take your chances and see what happens when you get there. Because you have no idea what kind of ride or run you're going to get if and when you get into the playoffs. You don't know what other quarterbacks are going to get hurt. You don't know. Hell, the Niners could win this weekend and still compete to win the division. And now you're a top four seed and you're hosting people in the playoffs. So these things to me are possible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Probable, maybe not, but possible, and you have to play for that.
I don't even know what that means, to be honest. Super Bowl contender. Like, if you are the Jets and you're 1-7 and you just won your first game, okay, you're not a Super Bowl contender, and Miami and Tennessee and Cleveland and Houston and blah, 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 we could run through the list. I don't even want to use my carbon dioxide blowing out air to even list those teams. Fine. If you're a team that makes the playoffs, you are a Super Bowl contender. Last year, Washington, they became a Super Bowl contender because they went to the conference championship game. And if they win that game and they go to the Super Bowl, well, then you're now, by definition, actually contending for the Super Bowl. So the whole thing about you not being a Super Bowl contender is lazy radio and it's nonsense. Are you a team that can make the playoffs? If the answer is yes, and I think the Niners are in that group, absolutely, then go ahead. Get in the tournament, win a game, win another game, win another game, and now it's a home game in the Super Bowl. You're a Super Bowl contender.
I don't disagree with you. No, I don't disagree.
It's crap.
No, but you have to listen. To me, aggressive but smart. That's what I want the Niners to do between now and 1 o'clock. Yes, you need to bolster your team. Yes, the reality is, whatever you think about the team, they are 6-3. And so, yes, you have to, in some sense, quote unquote, go for it. But there are different ways of going for it. There's the caution to the wind, go for it, or there is the aggressively smart way of doing it. The 49ers should not be on any phone call that involves a first or a second round pick, and probably not a third round pick either. I don't think that player exists. I don't think there's anybody like that available. I think it would be dumb for the 49ers to sort of dance in that space, even if it was, because the reality of the matter is they do not have the personnel on their roster right now that makes a run like you're talking about likely enough. Anything is possible, okay, Zaza? Anything is possible. So you allow for that, and you help your team, but you don't get reckless with it. Don't be stupid about it and start throwing assets away to go for something that's wildly unlikely. I just thought that's irresponsible to me.
Of course it is, and the key is going back to 2022 when they traded for Christian McCaffrey. They didn't throw caution to the wind. They traded four picks to get a guy, and they needed one guy. They were one player away from, in their mind, being a team that could compete for the Super Bowl. That defense wound up number one in the league in yards allowed, number one in the league in points allowed. You had a team that really couldn't run the ball, so you thought, huh, if we get a running back, a really good one that we can control for a couple of years, he'll help us now, he'll help us later, let's go for it. Let's get the one guy we need. They did it. They went to the conference championship game. Brock Purdy's arm fell off, and the rest is history. My point is, you look at this team and you go, all right, we got six wins. We're right in the mix. We should go for it. Well, you're not one player away.
Right.
You need an offensive lineman. You need a pass rusher or two. You need a linebacker. And you might need some help in the secondary as well. And quite frankly, receiver-wise, you're one more broken rib away from a lot of Sky Moore and a lot of who knows what. So I don't think that you look at this team and think about what you did in 2022, which is, man, if only we could run the ball, .. And so you got a running back and you took off. This team does not have that one need. And so you have more than one need. Therefore, you kind of do what you're talking about, which is you make some incremental moves like they've already done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.